Let me go over to Wolfie. I see he's on the line, and we sent him over to the gathering of the Juggalos.
Yes.
I haven't seen Insane Clown Posse in a while. It's funny, whenever I'd have them on, some people hate them, and some people love Insane Clown Posse. I always loved those guys. I thought they were great radio guys.
I'm really shocked that they have this huge fan base.
They have a fan base, and the gathering of the Juggalos, it's like a thing. It's like sort of Woodstock.
Yeah.
Except with Juggalos. Hey, Wolfie.
Hey, Howard. Just to clarify, this isn't the gathering of the Juggalos. This is just a ICP show.
So yeah, but isn't that the gathering of the Juggalos when this ICP has a show? The people in the parking lot are, you know, in clown makeup and...
But the gathering is an actual, like, a week-long event in the middle of the country somewhere. So they get pissed off if you confuse the thing. So
I think it's Shithole Man, Montana.
Yeah, I think they're in Shithole.
That's about right.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was a town named Shithole. Isn't it amazing that, like, you know, we've seen, like, a lot of bands come and go, but Insane Clown Posse still, like, for, like, a white hip-hop group.
I don't know one song.
These guys rake in the cash. You would not believe how much merchandise they're selling at a show.
Yeah, I know.
And what do you buy?
They had panties for sale. They had autographed tulip.
Now I know what you're getting for your birthday, Robin.
Wow.
Imagine I give Robin Insane Clown Posse panties. I want to give you that. I think that's funny. Gary, buy those and wrap them up for Robin's birthday. What is it, August or something?
August 8th, right.
August 8th.
He wants.
Wow.
They have to be high quality, I'm sure.
But, I mean, in a way, I mean, you got to be proud of those boys. They've been around for 30 years.
30?
30 fucking years, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I had them on a ton of times. And they don't get any respect from, like, the critics or the music industry.
Weren't they at one point, didn't they make it onto some of the award shows for a little while?
I don't know. That doesn't sound familiar to me. But anyway, Wolfie interviewed the two guys in the group, Shaggy 2 Dope and Violent J, which I still maintain are great names. Shaggy 2 Dope. You said their green room was a thick cloud of smoke, huh?
It was like a dense box of marijuana smoke. The strongest pot I've ever smelled in my life.
So when you were interviewing, you know, Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope, were they like high as kites?
I mean, their eyes looked a little glassy, for sure.
Like, they don't get affected. Like, they could smoke dope all day, and they don't even get affected, right?
Really?
Not at all. I mean, they're the nicest guys around, but, yeah, man, they were hitting the pot pretty hard.
All right, so first let's talk to the two superstars, Shaggy 2 Dope and Violent J. They're backstage. Wolfie had a all-access pass into their dressing room. Is the dressing room packed with people?
No, just I think one of their girlfriends. That was it.
Were they in clown makeup at this point, or were they?
Of course, yep. Yeah.
And of course, Wolfie asked them about Ozzy and Sharon because, if you remember, years ago, Sharon Osbourne got into a huge fight with those guys on the air, and there's no love between the Osbournes and Insane Clown Posse.
How do you feel about the recent announcement that Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne are splitting up?
I'm gonna go ahead and say that since Sharon Stone. Or what's your name? Sharon Oliver? What's your name? Sharon Osbourne. Whatever the fuck her lame-ass name is. I'm going to go ahead and say that finally she got, like, built her own empire up so much. You know what I'm saying? What does she need Ozzy for no more? She's like, get this junkie out of here. You know what I'm saying? No doubt. You know what I'm saying? What does she need his old dead ass for, you know?
He's probably standing in somebody's backyard pretending to be a scarecrow. That would be my guess.
He's like walking down the street and everybody just thinks he's some crackhead walking down the street just passing them by. You know, they're like, oh, Ozzy's missing. But little they know, right in front of their face, just,
I thought they'd made up.
Well, they're saying Sharon's fine on her own.
Right.
They hate her still.
They do, right?
Yep.
Because I remember on the air, didn't they have like a...
Oh, a real knockdown dragout.
Yeah, but then didn't they make up like years later?
I thought so.
Yeah.
But it probably wasn't real.
I guess not, based on that discussion. We tried to ask the boys about their political beliefs, if they'd be endorsing any candidates.
Uh-huh. Who will ICP be supported in the next presidential election?
I don't vote. I don't, you know, I don't even know who's running. I couldn't tell you.
I don't know. Wait, who is it? Donald Trump and some broad?
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. We never had a broad president before, right? So
yeah, Hillary Clinton all day. Let's get a broad in there.
Get her some
that's
of those
nice.
ICP panties. That should be their campaign slogan. Get a broad in there. Get titties in the Oval Office, bitch. Man, those guys act. Could they possibly not know even who's running?
No, that was bull.
They're keeping it real stupid. If that's
they were not joking. They had no idea.
Come that's on, one great. Of them immediately gave up Trump.
And you know what's weird? They're so into hip hop culture, right? They like Shaggy 2 Dope. If you were just listening, you'd think he was a black guy. You know, with the you know what I'm saying. But I don't think that their fans are that into black guys, right?
There's a couple that weren't big fans.
No. But they like hip hop. Anyway, so we asked Violent J about something he does know about. We asked him what his worst case of diarrhea was. And he's got a pretty good story.
This he remembers.
Oh, this he knows.
Tell me about the last time you had savage diarrhea.
It was a Thanksgiving, and I had chicken at this restaurant that only serves chicken. And we had chicken, and I had an hour and a half drive home in a blizzard, and everything was blocked off because of the snow. And I had to shit so bad, and it was building and building. And finally, I had no options. I tried to pull behind a gas station and shit in the snow, but the security light came on and caught me. And I had to jump back in my truck and get back on the freeway. So all I could do was tie the bottom of my pants into knots, right?
Man.
I listened to the horror I went through, and I had to shit my ass in my truck, all right? I thought I'd let a little bit out and just deal with it. But once I opened the fucking floodgates, it just came out, right? And it was just the most amount of shit ever. And it actually fucking, you want to know? You want me to tell you the truth? It actually came up around my nuts and hugged my nuts, all right, in my fucking pants, all right? And I had to drive like that and pray not to get pulled over or anything all the way home. And when I got home, I walked bull-legged like I just rode a fucking wild bull for an hour and a half, and I got into the bathtub, and I started to shower, and I thought, thank God I did it. And I finally cut off my pants with a pair of scissors in the shower, and the rest is history.
When you were interviewing him, did you start laughing?
I held it in, but I've heard that clip 5 times, and I laugh every time.
Sounds like he's been waiting years to share that story.
I mean, that's what you ask any rock star. That's an important question.
They have nothing to say about the election, but bring up diarrhea, and they go off. That's like Bernie Sanders talking about income inequality. He goes off on that diarrhea story. That could be a song if you put a beat to it. Good Lord. So anyway, then Wolfie interviewed some ICP fans, if you want to hear that, the Juggalos. But they're more than fans. It's like a whole lifestyle. It's like the people who follow the Grateful Dead.
Right. Do they make up jobs around Insane Clown Posse?
Yeah, they're like little industries.
Yeah.
I mean, not so much. I mean, they are like deadheads, but they're just like fattier and sweatier.
But why does the FBI consider them like the Juggalos a gang?
They got caught up, and somehow they were designated a gang. So some of these guys have like ICP tattoos, and if they get arrested, they get put in solitary because of it.
Wow. But the band sued the FBI. The Insane Clown Posse sued the FBI,
well,
and they won an appeal.
How'd that work?
Well, they didn't want to be classified as a gang because I don't know why. I mean, seems kind of cool, but I guess it kind of says, oh, if you're a fan, you're involved in criminal activity. Anyway, so here's some of the fans. This first clip is a Juggalo who fucked a fat girl in a porta potty.
What's your Juggalo name?
Sick Ticket.
What's the craziest thing you ever did while you were high?
Probably fuck some girl in a porta potty, dude, at a fucking carnival.
Yeah.
Raw with no condom, high on LSD.
What does she look like?
Maybe 200 pounds, thong hiked up her ass, curly hair, missing one eye.
How do you maintain an erection with that shit smell in the air?
Cialis.
Do you typically take Cialis before a concert?
Only at an ICP show, because I know I'm going to be fucking a fat bitch, and I got to take it to get my dick hard.
Are there a lot of fat chicks there?
Yes, there are lots of them.
And are they in clown makeup, or the guys are just in clown makeup and then they fuck fat chicks?
Howard, I saw toddlers in clown makeup. Everybody is in clown makeup.
Oh, my God. That's a good hang for me, because I'm not particularly handsome, and if I had clown makeup on, I think it would help my look.
Howard, there was an alarm.
I should have gone to clown makeup when we did that Channel 9 show. Because I remember back in the day when I used to, like, Ralph would make me costumes and I'd be like Michael Jackson and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I looked better. I should have just had, like, a costume. Like Kiss or the Juggalos.
A look.
A look. A stupid. You know what I mean? Or do, like, a big Rob Zombie beard.
Yeah.
Or a ZZ Top beard.
From knowing what you really look like.
Yeah, I think I would have had a better look. That was, what the fuck was I thinking showing my face so much?
That, we don't know what Shaggy 2 Dope and
no.
Violent J look like.
I saw them one or two times without the makeup, and it's true. I mean, they look way better with their clowny makeup on. They do. Like, remember when I saw Yucko the Clown without his makeup? I was like, you're a pussy. With the makeup on, he's sort of intimidating.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let me see if I got Wolfie locked in here, because here's some guy on the phone saying when the Juggalos come to town, they mess up his town. let me hear this. Hey, Ryan, that you?
Hey, now.
What's this? The Juggalos? Are you a Juggalo?
No, that's a big negative. I'm not a Juggalo.
How do they ruin your town?
Well, my wife and I moved out this little town a couple years ago to try to get away from stuff, and the weekend we move out, there's just cars everywhere. What the hell's going on here? And all of a sudden, we realize it's a gathering of the Juggalos.
Can you imagine? He moved to Ohio to a remote town.
Because he wanted to get away from
it. He wanted to get away from everything, and yes. Then all of a sudden, there's a traffic jam.
Exactly. And it's almost like some of these guys take it like a pilgrimage.
Well, by the way, the concert that Wolfie was at was in Amish country. Can you imagine
really?
Those Amish people seeing those guys in the Juggalo makeup?
No, it's insane. Everywhere around me, boosts up security. There's cops everywhere. the influx of Faygo trucks, like, goes up tenfold. There's Faygo everywhere.
Yeah, Faygo is that soda they drink.
Oh my God, Howard.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
So, Wolfie, you were in Amish country for this one, right?
Yeah, the Amish people must have thought they saw Satan walking down the street.
Because, like, are the Juggalos mixing in with Amish?
They're just everywhere. I mean, you can't avoid them.
Look at this. I'm just trying to churn my butter and build a barn and ride our horse and buggy. And look at these Juggalos. What a fuck. That's a movie. The Amish versus the Juggalos.
That's like Pride and Prejudice and zombies.
And how? Okay, you know what? It would be great. And then, like a zombie movie... One of the Juggalos bites an Amish guy, and there's an Amish guy with clown makeup on running around. I'm telling you. And that is a rough crowd. You know, Jim Brewer's coming in later in the week, and he's doing the Insane Clown Posse got him to open up the show or something, and I think he's nervous about it. Because didn't Tila Tequila go out there and they threw feces at her?
Yeah.
Like, those Juggalos, they could be rough. But can you imagine an Amish Juggalo, how cool that would be? Yeah, I'm a Juggalo. I've been rejected by my clan. We've been shamed. Is that what it's called? The shame?
Shunned,
yeah.
Shunned.
We were shunned because now I'm a Juggalo. I got bitten by a Juggalo and I grew clown makeup. Oh, my God, with that fucking big hat and clown makeup. How cool would that be? Holy mackerel. What was that guy's name, the Juggalo that you just interviewed?
That was Sick Ticket.
Sick Ticket.
Sick Ticket. He fucked a fat chick with no rubber on.
In a porta potty.
In a porta potty. Sick Ticket did that. It's awesome. Sick Ticket.
I think he's earned the name.
I think he earned a better name. Should be Sick from Fucking Without a Condom. What I got here is an insane clown butter churner. Yeah, so Jim Brewer is playing the gathering of the
Juggalos.
Gathering of the Juggalos, yeah.
Wow.
Yes. I'm an Amish Juggalo. I'm, what's your name, sir? Violent Elijah. Elias. Violent Elias. All right. Here is a Juggalette, which is what you would be, Robin, if you were, a female Juggalo.
Right.
A Juggalette recounts sex with a Juggalo in clown makeup. She tells us how it was.
Have you ever fucked a Juggalo at an ICP show?
I have. Not in the show, but in the parking lot.
What's it like to fuck a juggalo in a parking garage?
With the face paint on? Oh, you can't get any better than that. It's erotic.
Wow.
Why is it so erotic to fuck a guy wearing face paint?
I don't know. Something about it just makes my pussy wet. There were people around, and he just ripped my clothes off and bent me over the car, and it was a good time. It was fun. We were high on Molly, so, you know, I really didn't care.
Yeah, cool.
Wow.
You know who should, like, become a juggalo? Medicated Pete.
Why
he's got,
not?
Because chicks are turned off to him, but he's got a big cock, and he's in pretty good shape.
And if he put on clown makeup, see, there's another guy.
Yeah.
Clown makeup might help.
I see the appeal of being a juggalo.
And they accept anybody, so he could even get in that group.
But what's with this guy? Wolfie interviewed a guy, says he saw like 100 people get killed at the Insane Clown Posse shows. That can't
that
be true, right?
I think he was dead serious.
How much did it piss you off when the FBI tried to say the juggalos were gang members?
Pissed me off a lot. Hell of a fucking lot. We don't cause problems with nobody.
What's the grossest thing you've ever seen an ICP fan do?
Kill somebody.
You saw an ICP fan kill someone?
At the gathering.
How did they kill this fan at the gathering?
Sliced him up and threw him in the river. I don't know what they got out of it. It's just like, I guess they wanted to do it for fun.
Yeah.
How many people do you know of that have been killed at the gathering?
Quite a few. There was like maybe about 100 people.
100 people? I mean, what are
I
you talking about?
I think there'd have to be an investigation.
Yeah, what are they?
Can you imagine if 100 people were killed at Woodstock?
I mean, the United Nations might need to be brought into this gathering. I mean, what is it like? What is he saying? The police saw the dead juggalos and didn't bother writing a report? Like, yeah, they're just some fucking juggalos. Fuck them. I mean, what do you mean? 100 people?
Just push them in the river.
Yeah. And it doesn't seem like they're... But there's a lot of little kids and stuff there, right? There's, like, children and families.
Howard, I saw an alarming number of babies at this concert.
Ugh. Like, they were probably conceived out of one before.
Yeah.
Strapped to a mother with, like, blood, paint, spatter all over her face.
Wish my mom was a juggalo.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. In the corner, there's a bulldozer piling clown bodies into a mass grave. All those babies were probably conceived in a porta potty, right?
I would think so.
Oh, my God. It sounds wild. Were you nervous being there or everything cool?
I'm always nervous when I go to this shit. You don't know what to expect.
But they were cool to you, right?
Oh, everybody was really nice to me, for sure. Yeah.
But what this guy's claiming is, like, clown-on-clown crime just doesn't get investigated, right? I mean, according to this guy, there's a clown holocaust going on, and none of us are aware of it.
I'm thinking it's like, you know, when the mob knocks each other off, they're
yeah.
like, it's just mob people
knocking
each other
Yeah, it's like,
off.
Yeah, you know. Clown lives matter, friends. Those boys better get insane clown lawyers. Clowny
Doesn't
lawyers.
Doesn't anybody look for these clowns when they don't show up again?
Here's a juggalo that Wolfie met who has no legs, who claims he's fucking too. You see, that's why I think Medicated Pete should go to these shows.
Right. In fact, the whole whack pack should go
right.
to these shows.
You get your legs cut off by a train?
Yeah, but you know my
Is this guy in clown makeup?
He's in full-on clown makeup, for sure.
And he's got no legs?
No legs. He's in a wheelchair.
You get your legs cut off by a train?
Yeah, but, you know, my dick's still intact, so I'm, you know, not exactly legless, but I have less legs than a normal man. Woo! Woo!
What's the craziest sexual act you've ever done at an ICP show?
I fucked a girl behind a dumpster at an ICP show wearing all white, and I threw up on myself, fell inside the dumpster, and the only way I can get out is for my aunt to come to the ICP show and pick me the fuck up. It was insane.
Wow. He's on the phone, Wolfie. Was his name Lex?
Lex.
Oh, is his name Legs?
Less Legs is juggalo name.
Oh, Less Legs. Yeah, hold on, let me see if this is him. That you?
Hello?
Hey, that you?
What up, though? Yeah, hey. It's me.
Oh, whoa, I'm looking at a picture of you. You really did lose your fucking legs.
Yeah, tragic.
Dude.
How did you lose your legs?
Look at this guy. I mean,
I'm from the sticks. I'm like from the middle of the country, like from the middle of nowhere. So like the only thing to do was either like, you know, you play sports, go to some kind of like summer church program, or you train hop and set fires and do bad shit.
Ah.
Oh, so you train hopped.
So I
train hopped.
Oh, dude, that must have hurt when they cut off your legs.
No, not really. Actually, like, being conscious for the whole thing, it's just, like, it was nuts. But, you know what I mean? It makes different people do different things. It made me a better person. It's just, like, I embrace who I am. I love it. I love not having
legs. What a tough guy. Like,
wow, he loves not having legs.
Yeah, like he's kind of like, hey, I'm cool with it.
That's really embracing it.
You're a black guy, though, I see.
Yeah, yeah. Big dude. I'm, like, 260. However, the kid that was with him when his legs got cut off looked at him and ran away.
Wow.
I would have done that, too.
Oh, yeah, he bugged out. I was like 8, so he was like 13, so he was like pussy, so he fucking ran. I sat up, and I looked down, and I like stuck my finger. I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Did you bleed out, though? I mean, how do you not
do that? I don't know. I'm like superhuman.
I was watching
like
a thing
that.
On the internet. This guy got shot in the leg.
Right.
And he bled out. In 30 seconds, he was dead just because it cut off his... some artery that's a major thing.
The femoral artery.
Yeah, yeah, that one. The femoral. And the guy bled out right there on the street.
I don't need that.
Yeah, this fucking guy had both legs cut off by a train.
Is it below the knee?
No.
One's like right at the knee. Uh-huh. One's like right at, so got like half a kneecap, and the other one's like, you know, above the knee. So it's kind of like a mix-up, you know what I mean? I got one short, one long, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Can you put a shoe on those things? Or you just...
Yeah, I can put a shoe on one. I can put a shoe on one, like a little boot, but it looks kind of funny because I'll never, like, stand up straight, but, like, yeah.
And you get pussy,
like,
huh?
Dude, I got to stay out the pussy, man. It gets me in fucking trouble.
Wow. Look at this guy. So both legs gone, and he gets tons of pussy. I don't want to hear anybody complaining. That's what I'm telling you about this clown makeup. This guy's got no legs. I'm telling you, Medicated
Put
Pete.
Put on some Let's get Medicated Pete in here right now.
Hey, by the way, when Wolfie was interviewing Less Legs, he did talk about what he'd do to you, Robin. I think this is going to kind of turn you on.
What would you do to Robin Quiver sexually?
I'd probably get head because she has, like, big lips, and I would have to try them motherfucking coffee coolers, you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean by coffee coolers?
Big old lips. Her breasts. Them titties. I'm a titty pincher, and I'm a biter, so a little bit abusive because it's Robin, she's black, and fucking bruises don't show up on black chicks, so that's how, you know, we get away with shit. Hey, Robin, if you ever really want a fucking long dick in your stomach and face paint on your pillow, holler at me. Whoop, whoop.
Whoa, whoa.
Okay.
Whoa, whoa is
definitely
it.
There, whoop, whoop, and all that.
Whoa, whoa is the big,
Whoop, whoop.
Nice, whoop, whoop, like W-H-O-O-P, whoop, whoop, like, you know, like, you know, whoop.
Whoop, but you got to say it loud. You go, whoop, whoop.
You got whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop, and all that.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, what do you love about the Juggalo?
What's it like the first time you say whoop, whoop, you know, like in a...
Yeah, how do you get that out of your mouth?
And
yeah.
Actually, I heard it in a song, and then I was just like, whoop, whoop, and it's like part of a song, and then, like, you go into a community for the first time when I was younger, I went and everybody's like, whoop, whoop, and you don't know, you're like, do I say it back, or then you say it for a while, and then now, like, I'm kind of like, you know, older Juggalo, so when they say whoop, whoop, you got these little fucking fan kids go, whoop, whoop, and you're just like, whoop, fuck you.
Right. Like, you're mad at the young Juggalos.
Well, we're not really mad. It's just like, we like the pride. I'm like, I'm part of a group called Scrubs. Shout out to Philly Scrubs. You know what I mean? It's a big Juggalo organization. And our motto is Scoop Poop. So, you know, everybody's like, oh, those guys.
Juggalo organization. Look what's going on.
Clubs inside the Juggalo organization.
You got to be proud of those Insane Clown Posse guys. I mean, look what's going on.
But this sort of just sprung up. They didn't organize it.
Hey, teach me. Use whoop whoop in a sentence.
I was just chilling, you know what I'm saying? This motherfucker tried to come up to me and be like, whoop whoop, and I was like, whoop, fuck you.
Wow, okay, cool. Excellent. Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop and all that, you know?
It's a whole thing.
It's crazy slang communication, just how we, you know, how we deal with each other. We just try to show.
Are those guys multimillionaires?
They gotta be.
Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope?
I think I heard they make like $10 million a year.
Jesus.
Check Celebrity Net Worth, yo. I tell all my friends, like, I ask them who their favorite rapper is, and they're like, so something, somebody, whatever. I'm like, yo, check their net worth. I bet ICP fucking makes more. And they're always bitching, but I'm like, yo, shit's right there on Forbes, bitch.
Mm-hmm. All right,
so
Les.
What's your favorite song?
Favorite song by ICP. Oh, man, that's probably Pass Me By off Malenko, you know what I mean? I had a friend that recently died, and that song meant a lot to me before he died, and that just, you know, brought it out more.
Here, according to the internet, they're worth $30 million, those guys.
Yep.
Pretty fucking good for, like, you know, they're not, like, mainstream.
Big time.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, that girl that was talking, that Juggalette, I'm the one that banged her on that car.
Okay. Did you see anybody die at the gathering?
No, I didn't see anybody die at the gathering. Like, yeah. What the fuck was that guy talking about?
like, 100
people die? Why is he not a confidential informant by now? Like, what the fuck? Like,
hey, Les, as long as you're on the phone, I got some money to give away. You want to try and win $500 since you got no legs?
Hell yeah, I'm down. Who else ain't got no legs? They're going to lose.
All right, I'm going to... Who are you supporting for president, by the way?
Violent J.
I see. See, they're not political to you, juggalo.
No.
All right, I'm going to give you a little game here. This is, it's easy. You tell me whether Beetlejuice said it or Kanye West said it. It's the Beetlejuice or Kanye West game. Brought to you by Cabbage.com.
That's right. Pretty easy, don't you think?
It should be easy, Robin, but people have been known to screw it up. You know, you get 3 out of 5 chances, and you're playing for $500 cash courtesy of Cabbage.com. That's Cabbage with a K. K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Supporting small businesses with on-the-spot access to funding. Visit Cabbage with a K. .com.
Woo-woo.
I might drop hay now and go woo-woo.
Yes, do that.
That's what I was thinking.
All right, here we go. The following quote. Where's my quotes?
You're right.
Thank you. Of course it's to my right. I'm stupid. Woo, woo.
Woo, woo.
Woo, woo.
Woo, woo. The Amish guy going past my house like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
All right, here we go. The following quote was made by either Beetlejuice or Kanye West. Here's the quote.
All right.
Big head, big star, I have a dream. Big head, big star, I have a dream. Was that Beetlejuice or Kanye West?
I would say Beetlejuice.
All right, let's lock him in on a Beetlejuice.
Good luck.
Here we go. Best 3 out of 5. Who said big head, big star, I have a dream?
Big head, big star, I have a dream.
There it is. You're on the board with one right.
There we go.
All right.
Woo, woo. Let it sound.
All right. Song. Number two. Woo, woo.
Woo, woo.
Do you feel I'm doing it right? Woo, woo.
Yeah, yeah. You just got to put a little bit more P on that. Like, whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Yep,
whoop, whoop.
There you go.
What's a black beetle anyway? A fucking roach? Is that Kanye or Beetlejuice? What's a black beetle anyway? A fucking roach?
I'm going to say Beetlejuice.
Lock him in on a Beetlejuice.
What's a black beetle anyway? A fucking roach?
Ooh.
Damn.
Ooh.
Whoop,
whoop.
Womp, womp.
Yep, that was Kanye who said, what's a black beetle anyway? A fucking roach?
What's a black beetle anyway? A fucking roach?
Right.
Where was he when he said that?
Why?
He was at the gathering. Hey, when you have no legs, does your cock hit the floor? Like, does your penis bang on the floor or your balls?
It depends, honestly, because I do the gorilla crawl thing. I got that ability to crawl upstairs. So when I'm in the chair, I'm cooling. But if I'm crawling, my nuts tend to drag on the floor.
Wow. You got a big cock, huh?
Pretty decent size.
Yeah. Can you imagine, Robin? He has no legs, so sometimes like his balls will literally hit the floor. Crazy. I like that the guy that found him, who was with him when his legs got cut off, ran away.
Ran away. Do you talk to that guy now?
So who
I see him here and there.
How did you live? Like, who found you?
They tried to put the blanket over my head, and my next-door neighbor did. So I pulled the blanket over top of my head, like, where the fuck is my mom? You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I'm not going anywhere, and I'm not going to heaven without my mom's permission. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I set up, and then, like, my brother came and found me, and then he just was like, oh, shit.
How much time had passed before you got to a hospital?
Probably about... they hella lifted me to Philadelphia because I'm right outside Philly. But from when they found me to where I hit the helicopter, it was probably about half an hour span. So
man.
I was alone for probably about 4 minutes till my brother found me. It's something, bitch. Shout out to Michael Perkins. I love my
and
brother.
And you're conscious the whole time?
Conscious the whole time.
You're not yelling and screaming?
Was there a tremendous amount of pain?
Nothing at all. It was just a tremendous amount of shock and adrenaline.
Did they try to reattach your legs?
Not at all. Like, if you would have seen it, the shit was like, it was definitely, yeah, your shit's gone. You know what I'm saying? You're lucky to be alive, kid. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to patch you up. You know what I mean? You're going to deal with it because you're lucky to be alive.
And you weren't even crying or anything?
Nah. I kind of thought that the freaky part about it is I feared fucking my parents kicking my ass more than I did death's door.
What a, like, this guy's got such a great attitude.
Yeah.
Like, he's like not even, it was no big deal.
My mom's going to fuck me up, dude.
All right,
If I had looked down at my legs, that would have killed me.
Right.
I was sticking my finger in it. And they said that's what actually saved me. Like you had, like, you know, you got, like, natural salt on your hands and shit. Like, well, I touched my legs because, you know, I'm just, like, curious or whatever. So when I touched it, the salt was just, like, zing. And then fucking, I guess that put my adrenaline up. They said I was a weird case.
Wow. And you kind of dig not having your legs. It gives you a sort of a...
It gives me an identity, dude. Like, yeah. When you go to Six Flags or something like that, and you're going through the crowd, you ain't going to remember that bitch with the red hair or the guy with the blue shoes. You're going to fucking remember me, though.
If I could clap and just give you your legs back, would you take them or would you say, fuck that, I don't even want them?
I wouldn't even want them to a degree, but because, like, I put to you like this. If I had legs, yo, I'd just be some big black high school jock football dickhead that probably wouldn't care about nobody, just locked up or fucking kicking people in the face.
Don't you wonder how tall you would have been?
I've been 6'1". I got a brother who's almost exactly my size. I'd be 6'1", 6'2", something like that.
Mm. Man.
Big boy.
And you get
and
a lot of...
what do you do now?
I tattoo, and I party promote. I actually got a...
He probably gets disability or something.
I get a little bit of disability, you know what I mean? I make sure that covers my little dumb shit. But I tattoo, and I was party promoting for a while. I actually got... Here's a weird story. I got a speakeasy charge. Do you know what that is?
No. Oh, you mean you were partying in your house, and then people decided you were, like, throwing a club?
Running a business, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about
when you see a guy with no legs, don't you give him a free pass, though? I mean, short of killing anyone, why don't you, like...
Oh, yeah, they kicked the chair. I'm like, put him in cuffs! Like,
wow.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the game. Let's get back to the game. Come on.
Yes,
we're fucking around. You're trying to win $500. You got one right, one wrong. All right, who said it, Beetlejuice or Kanye West?
Let's see.
My last song is going to come out perfect.
Kanye?
Or Beetle?
I think I'm going to go with Kanye.
All right. Lock him in on a Kanye. My last song is going to come out perfect, which is sort of an arrogant thing to say, you know.
My last song is going to come out perfect.
Fuck me.
Holy fuck. You're really fucking this up, dude.
Yeah, I'm fucking it up big time.
All right.
Now you got to get two in a row.
Yeah, you got to get two in a row. Two in a row. Come on.
Okay, let's see.
All right, here we go. I wrote the song Baby Jesus. That's the real deal, baby.
I wrote the song Baby Jesus. Alright,
that's the real deal, baby.
I'm gonna have to go with Beetlejuice. I mean, like, the real deal, baby, doesn't sound like Kanye.
Yeah. Well, Kanye calls himself Yeezus.
I know. But,
yeah. Yeezus. Yeah, he does call himself Yeezus. I did hear that somewhere along the line.
All right, you're going to go with Beetlejuice?
I want to go with Beetlejuice.
All right. I wrote the song Baby Jesus. That's the real deal, baby. You've
I
said
wrote
it all.
The song Baby Jesus.
Did you?
The real deal, baby.
There it is. You're right. Yeah. All right. It all comes down to the final question. Get this right, you get $500. Get it wrong, I got to say goodbye to you, Les Legs.
All right.
I'm a famous guy. Leave it alone.
Shit.
I'm a famous guy. Leave it alone.
I'm going to have to go with Beetlejuice again.
All right, lock him in on a Beetlejuice for the whole enchilada, courtesy of Cabbage.com. Let's hear Beetlejuice say, I'm a famous guy. Leave it alone.
Please, Beetlejuice.
Leave it alone.
I'm a famous guy. Leave it alone.
500. Yeah. Yes.
There we go.
No longer do you need to tattoo and throw parties in your house. You're rich. $500 cash.
$500.
Courtesy.
Gathering money.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Motherfucker, whoop, fucking whoop.
Root motherfucking root motherfucker, you know.
All right, 500 cash, cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Supporting small businesses with on-the-spot access to funding. Visit cabbagewithak.com. All right, hold on, all right?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Legless Les. Whoop, less whoop. Legs.
Or less legs.
Or whatever, but he whooped it right into 500.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, he did good. I didn't think he was going to make it. Good game, huh, Robin?
Yeah. Who knew Kanye and Beetlejuice sounded so much alike?
Yeah, it was hard to figure out. Like, here, I'll give you one. I treat the cash the way the government treats AIDS.
Oh, that had to be Kanye.
I treat the cash the way the government treats AIDS. I won't...
I'm a jerk-off, but I jerk-off in your wife's ass.
Ah, that's Beetle.
I'm a jerk-off, but I jerk-off in your wife's ass.
And finally, I'm the biggest guy, I'm the boss.
That's Beetle.
Really? I'm the biggest guy, I'm the boss?
Yeah.
I'm the biggest guy.
I would think you
I'm
both...
the boss.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah, you're very good. You should go to the gathering. Les Legg says he wants to have sex with you. He has a lot of sex. Wolfie, another great, well, it's you're the 60 Minutes of the Howard Stern Show. He brought us to the gathering.
Opening our eyes.
I mean, not the gathering, a concert in Amish country or wherever the fuck it was.
Do you have any of the clips of a hockey mask guy? I want to ask you that.
No.
Okay, never mind.
Why, there was a guy in a hockey mask?
Dude, there's a guy in a hockey mask, and he talks the way that, when you talk about Irvin, who used to beat you up in high school,
yeah.
I think he sounds exactly like that.
And he was a juggalo?
He was a juggalo, yeah.
Well, it could be him. You know, with that clown makeup, you can't tell.
Oh, did that guy die?
I don't know. I mean, that guy was my worst nightmare. I'd go to school, and he'd fucking whip my ass all the time. Oh, this kid was a terror. He had to be at least 2 years older than me and in the same grade.
Talk like how you used to talk to him to calm him down. I love when you do that.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, Irvin. Come on, man.
That just incited him.
Yeah, no, but I'd be like, you know, man, come on, man. I didn't tell the vice principal shit. That's how I talked.
Man, come on,
that's how I fucking talked. And I am not lying. You can put me on a lie detector test. Yo, man.
Well, that didn't stop any beatings.
No, the beatings were worse, I think. I thought, you know, but that's how everyone talked. I should have been like, whoop, whoop.